This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, September 15th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Oracle says it's striking up a partnership with TikTok over the video sharing app's U.S. operations. From the outside, a deal between the two may seem like a bit of a head-scratcher, but the companies have more in common than you might think. Our reporter Aaron Tilley joins us to explain after these headlines. Apple fans, get ready. Apple is hosting its annual September special event today. Normally, this would be a big conference where the company unveils a whole new lineup of products, often with the latest iPhone taking center stage. But our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen says that could be different this year.
The biggest thing to note is that this year there will likely be no iPhone, and that's because coronavirus-related shutdowns in factories in China means that Apple's supply chain was seriously disrupted. And so we're not expecting a new iPhone until next month. But this month, this event will probably see a new Apple Watch and maybe an iPad too.
And if this June's Worldwide Developers Conference was any indication, today's virtual event is likely to be a highly produced, even cinematic spectacle. But Nicole says it's important not to overlook the products themselves.
Speaking purely from a product perspective, I think that Apple's biggest fans watch the keynote and members of the press watch the keynote. But, you know, most people are getting their news through outlets like The Wall Street Journal or Apple's website or experiencing the products in store. And what will matter most probably in times like these is an accessible price point for its products. And so, you know, while Apple pours a lot of resources in terms of time and money into making the presentation as beautiful as possible, the way most people learn about new products is outside of that presentation. So I think the features of the new products and the new products themselves will matter more to Apple's bottom line than the actual presentation does.
Nicole and the rest of our personal tech team will be following today's event as it happens. You can check out their coverage at WSJ.com. And at a time when many other businesses are cutting jobs, Amazon said Monday that it's hiring 100,000 more employees across its operations network. That includes its warehouses, delivery stations, and other sites. The announcement continues Amazon's hiring spree as it works to keep up with the jump in online shopping during the pandemic. Earlier this year, the company hired 175,000 new warehouse workers, most of which it says will stay on board permanently. All right, coming up next, we take a look at Oracle's bid for TikTok. That's after the break. Over the weekend, we found out that Oracle has struck up a partnership with TikTok for the video sharing company's U.S. operations. We're still learning about how a potential deal would be set up, and we're also waiting to hear if regulators on both sides of the Pacific will sign off on it. But in the meantime, we thought we'd take a step back. These two companies might seem like a bit of an unlikely pairing. So what do Oracle and TikTok see in each other in the first place? My colleague Aaron Tilley joins me to help us out with that. Aaron, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so a lot of people might have heard the name Oracle, but are probably not so familiar with what it actually does. So can you just start by telling us a little bit more about the company?
Yeah, so it's a decades-old legacy player in the technology industry. Really got its start selling to the CIA and intelligence agencies in the U.S., focusing on database technology. So this is how complex data is stored on servers and, you know, really important critical technology, but really in the weeds, the infrastructure of an organization's technology stack. And, you know, throughout the decades, they became a powerhouse in selling these databases to sit on a company's data center. And throughout the years, they've expanded into business applications that sit on top of those databases, things like, you know, human resources or resource management kind of software, but their real core franchise are these databases and storing data and how it called relational databases.
Oracle wasn't the only one interested in TikTok. Microsoft was also in the running. So from TikTok's perspective, do we know what Oracle has that Microsoft was maybe lacking?
It wasn't so much what Microsoft was lacking. It was more about what the companies were asking. In the case of Oracle, they were more lenient and more willing to be a technology partner, whereas Microsoft had much more ambitious plans for TikTok and wanted to acquire all of it, including its all-important secret formula, which is its algorithms. Oracle's just focused on creating a cloud business, and Microsoft already has a very large cloud business, and Oracle is seeing this as an opportunity to put themselves on the map.
Plus, Oracle has a pre-existing relationship with the Trump administration, right?
Yeah, it's unclear to what extent the relationship between Oracle and the Trump administration had in the final decision here. It was ByteDance's decision deciding that Oracle was the winner. But certainly, Oracle's relationship with the Trump administration hasn't hurt. Its CEO, Safra Catz, has been with the Trump administration and partnered with the Trump administration since the beginning. And all this leads to a generally good feeling about Oracle from the Trump administration and around this purchase.
And what about from Oracle's perspective? What do they see in TikTok?
Yeah, for them, they see this as an opportunity to kickstart their cloud business. So this would be TikTok putting its application on its data center infrastructure, so all of its hardware and software that it rents out to third-party companies, that the cloud model, this would be a key player to get going on Oracle's cloud. So this for them is a way of kickstarting their cloud. So this is a play in that regard.
And I wonder if you could contextualize this in what's happening in cloud computing right now. Who is Oracle competing with, and could this partnership help them get there?
Yeah, so the cloud computing industry has been around for, you know, a couple decades, but it's really starting to pick up these days. Amazon really pioneered the model of called the public cloud, where they rent out their infrastructure to third parties way back in 2006. And they are by far the market leader. They have above 40% market share. The next comer in the market share is Microsoft with around 18%. And so Oracle is really late coming to this, and they're not even fifth place in terms of market share in this business. So they have a long ways to go, and TikTok won't bring them probably anywhere close to where Amazon and Microsoft is, but it does give them a certain credibility, and it gives them a really high profile name. And that's important in building these kind of businesses, is to have proof points that you can point to, you can show customers and say, we know how to do this.
And of course, this partnership between Oracle and TikTok is by no means a sure thing. Can you just talk us through the potential hurdles from both Chinese and American regulators?
Yeah, there's plenty. Right now, we're waiting to hear from the Commerce Department on what regulations they're going to set around an executive order that Trump put out there a few weeks ago. If this is acceptable to them, the Treasury Department has been very involved. And we need to see if this satisfies the Trump administration's demands for this TikTok issue. And earlier, Trump had been saying that it had to be sold to an American company. In this case, it doesn't appear like Oracle is going to buy TikTok outright, more be a technology partner. So we need to see if that satisfies Trump's demands as it relates to national security that he said it was about. And on the Chinese side, there was an export law from China a few weeks ago about the exporting and purchase of algorithms, suggestion algorithms that TikTok owns. And that does not appear to be part of the deal with Oracle. So that will likely satisfy China, but we'll still have to see if they're willing to let this deal go through at all.
All right. Our reporter, Aaron Tilley, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website at WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm your host, Amanda Llewellyn. Thanks for listening.